I don't think it was too bad. The scoreline definitely didn't reflect the game. I thought we controlled the game for many parts, and in the end of the day, Nottingham took their chance as well, and they buried and we didn't. I think we had a lot of opportunities that we should have scored, could have scored, and on any other day that, you know, that might have gone in a couple of times, but it wasn't to be. You know, the best thing about playing two games in 2 days against the same team is that you can't dwell on it. You just got to pick your head up and focus on tomorrow and go and amend today's mistakes.
Their second goal, obviously, Mike Forney, judged to have slashed. Now you've had time to reflect on it. What did you make of the incident?
You know, I think slashing went both ways. So if you're going to call one, you've got to call the other. I don't see how you can call one guy for slashing when he slashed him back. And, you know, take both of them. It's a, you know, don't kill the game. Keep it even and let the best team win.
When you look at it, was it just kind of fine margins tonight? You said four goals you don't think reflects it, but is it all about fine margins? Jeff Legree hitting the post,
yeah.
Mike Forney firing slightly wide?
Exactly. Like I said, Nottingham capitalised and we didn't. They took the chance as well, give them credit. You know, they've got a good team and, you know, they've got some great forwards who can put the puck in the net, and they showed that tonight. We were just unlucky. Hit a couple of posts, a couple of pucks just dribbled by the net, and that's the way hockey is.
Jeff Legree comes back into the lineup this week. Tell me about him coming back into the lineup. Big surprise for you guys in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good friends with Jeff. We golf a lot in the summer and we hang out, and, you know, I always teased him, come on, you're coming back, and I never actually thought it would be a possibility, so it's great to come to work with him every day. And I think he showed tonight he's still got that skill, he's still got that touch, the smart, so it's a great addition. I think, you know, there's not another team in the league that's going to be picking up a guy of his quality this late on in the season.
And he certainly adds to that third line as well, doesn't he?
Oh, good, yeah. I mean, the depth we have right now is fantastic. I mean, I think G's got the toughest job in the league right now, trying to put who with who, and it pushes the boys in practice to work that much harder because they want to be in a regular shift, and so it's only going to be work for the better for the team.
At the midpoint in the season, what do you make of the Steelers' start to the year?
Oh, I mean, someone said we're going to be in first place by Christmas. Everyone would take that. You know, a couple of points ahead now. And, you know, second part's a long stretch, just like the first part is. But we put ourselves in good position. We can't think that, you know, we finished first by Christmas. So that's the way it's going to go. It's back on the horse and got to get back to work and keep winning ways.
And obviously good to have Nottingham tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, like I said, it's good when you play twice in 2 days because, you know, whatever happens, you can put it right tomorrow.
And what do you need to do differently tomorrow night?
Put the puck in the net.